Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
It's not often I get to talk to a champion of anything, but I'm delighted to be joined by the UK's Speaker of the Year for 2026. It's great to say good morning to Robin Kermode. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby. I'm very well. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Now, you started life as an actor. Most people think that's all about having a strong voice, but what did learning lines and getting to know characters teach you about public speaking?
Well, it's a really interesting one. I should say, by the way, having won this award, which is the first ever award I've won in 50 years, I won the Drama Cup when I was at school 50 years ago.
Good man. That's two
awards in another very hot summer, 1976. But it's interesting about the challenge that actors have when they want to be themselves. Because, of course, as an actor, what you're trying to be is another character. And then when I transferred into this world of coaching and speaking, this is about how you can be yourself and how you can be authentic. And that's really about cutting everything else out and making it about the audience, not making it about you.
Yeah. Can I ask you about, did you have a love for acting that was going to be supported by stuff around business coaching, and or was it the other way around?
No, it was the other way around. I was very lucky. I mean, I left drama college, age 21, and went straight on to telly, did some sitcoms and police dramas and stuff. And I had probably 20 years when I was pretty much in work, which for actors is great. But then I discovered that actually it was quite fun coaching people in business and politics as well. And I've had sort of two loves of my life, which has been very lucky.
Yeah. And you also have a podcast. You've also written a book, Speak So Your Audience Will Listen. You talk about, Robin, intention. And I think it's sort of central to what you say. What about intention? Like, if I'm in a room and I'm making a presentation and my intention is to sell the people in that room my product, is that okay? So that's my clear intention is I have 50 people.
It's not okay. So it's not okay because you don't want it. It's not okay to sell something to somebody unless they want it. So if you're providing the answer to a need, then it's fine. I mean, on I call it the clarity of intention. I was working with a guy the other day and I said, look, from an acting background, you have to know why you say every line you say. OK, so if you had to say, I love you in a play or a film, what a young actor would do is they'd make it very authentic and they'd say, I love you. And you think, yeah, that sounds okay. But actually, there's a million reasons why we might say that. It's more subtle than that. So you might say, I love you, please don't leave me. I love you even though I forgot your birthday. Or, I love you, I mean, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. So it's not as simple often as I want you to buy my product. So I had a client, if I sort of make this a personal thing, I had dinner sitting next to this guy a few years ago, and he turned out to be one of the top oncologists in London. And he phoned me the next day and said, can I have a session for himself? And I said, sure. I said, what is it you want to achieve? And he said, the thing is, I'm not very good at the small talk. I'm fine, when I'm being the doctor or whatever, but I'm not very good at the small talk. And I said, okay, let's imagine that we've both been invited to somebody's house, right, for dinner or whatever, right, for a party. So I'm standing there with my glass of wine, you're standing there with your glass of wine, and the host goes off to answer the door, and we're now standing here in this living room we're not familiar with. What would you say to me? He said, well, I don't know. I said, well, you might say, have you been to this house before? He goes, have you been to this house before? I said, it sounds like you don't care about the answer. He said, no, I couldn't care about the answer. I said, no, you have to care. And then I suddenly realized what it was. I said, hang on. Do you feel more confident when they know that you are the most, one of the most successful oncologists in London? And he's rather sheepishly said, yes. I said, okay, so your intention, in fact, when you walk into a party is, I need you to know I'm important. And that's a terrible intention to have.
Of course it is.
Because it makes it all about you. But of course, we're often not aware that that's what's going on. I wonder if I could share something that's just really beautiful. I was working with a guy in France a few years ago. And we were working in his office. We went off for a coffee. We came back. When we came back, he opened the door, maybe about an inch, paused, and then opened the door fully. And I noticed this, and this happened a couple of times. And I said to him, is the door to your office stiff? Is there a problem? He said, no. I said, well, what's going on with the door then? And he said, well, he said, I don't normally tell people this. He said, but I was brought up Catholic. He said, I'm Christian. And he said, when I come back to my office, I open the door, you know, a fraction, and I pause consciously with intention to allow the Holy Spirit to go ahead of me, to create the energy I want and the atmosphere I want in my office. And I thought that was really, really interesting. Now, we could take away religion. I happen to be Christian, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you could take any religion or to have no religion at all. But the idea of every meeting we go into, whether you're, as you say, whether you're, you know, you're selling somebody a product or a presentation, or whether it's a meeting internally with your colleagues, what is the intention for that meeting? And because we have back-to-back meetings now, we go from one to the other to the other. In business, by the time you get to, you know, 4 o'clock, we're fried because we've had no gap. You know, back in the day, you'd walk between the offices and you'd go to the bathroom even and get a bit of fresh air. But now it's just back to back. And then the angst of one meeting often gets transferred into the next. So the intention isn't clean. It's confused.
Okay.
And I think when the intention is clear, then we're fine. So why are you having the meeting? That, you know, when you know why you're having the meeting, you're okay.
And maybe I'll put it another way to you, Robin, yeah. But it is... So I'm. You say it's bad that I'm trying to sell something, but I like.
No, it's not bad, but there has to be.
But you need to be honest and you need to be upfront. So what about this? Yeah. What about getting the audience to like you? Because people only will buy off people that they like. So surely that's
they buy people they trust, which is also like exactly. And so how do you get people to the answer is you make it about them.
I used to know a fella who used to have every time he got a new car, he used to structure the conversation if you met him on the street, that whatever you said, somehow he'd be able to bring the conversation around to what his new car was. And I used to kind of just smile and laugh. But that was what he did because it was important to him to know that I knew what sort of car, not that I could give... tuppence about it, but that's people are like that.
Of course. No, totally. And people will say, Bobby, people will say things like, you look very well. If you just come back from holiday, because we have a 17 bedroom house in Mallorca, actually. And you think, you just wanted to tell me that. You weren't really asking me about my holiday. So I think that is interesting. I mean, I heard can I share with you the worst opening to a speech I've ever heard?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I think this kind of covers it. So this guy was a very famous guy, and he's sort of, well, I won't say who he is because he's a client. Anyway, he stood up there, and when I watched him for the first time, and this was his opening sentence, I have three objectives for my talk this afternoon. And it's all about him, right? So you sit there in the audience, and it feels like sort of teacher-pupil relationship. And also, if you say, you know, for my speech, it sounds like this is a speech that I'm going to deliver. It's very transactional. I deliver, I get paid. I don't really care whether you're on your phones or whether you go off to the bar, but I get paid for delivering this speech, you know.
Yeah.
And also, I think the word objectives is weird, you know. And he was a sports coach, actually, this guy. And so his opening, I have three objectives for my speech this afternoon, I thought was weird. He said, well, you've got a better idea. I said, yeah. You could say, why do some people just seem to win?
Yeah.
Right? So I think we can, I'm a great believer in getting the opening sentence right. I mean, you know this, Bobby, this is your bread and butter, but it's, you know, if we get the first sentence right so that the audience go, oh, that's interesting, let me hear more.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to be lectured.
Yeah. I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there, Robin, but it's been great to talk to you, and I want to wish you every success with your recent accolade of UK Speaker of the Year. Thanks for joining us this morning and letting us into your world.
Bobby, have a lovely afternoon. Take care.
Good man. Thanks again.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call